items that you were on the table, I think more important for was you saying we've got to start faster. How did you get to do that?
Well, we converted third downs. That was the key. I mean, we were great on third down the entire game. Odd game with a number of possessions, really six true possessions and a couple kneel downs. I mean, that's very rare. But we had sustained drives, which was great. We punted once, and that was from a backed-up situation where we got a couple first downs. The offensive line dominated, I felt like. No sacks. Did a good job, getting us some rushing yards. But, again, third downs were the key for us. We started fast. I think we hit our first six, and that obviously helped us, take the lead and give our defense some confidence.
What was it in your film study during the week, Aaron, that suggested to you might be able to be successful third down against this particular defense?
I don't know if this defense. It's just the distances, really. When we had a number of third and manageable distances. Now, we did convert some third and longs. But we had a number of, it's third and 3-7, which are obviously higher percentage conversions. And then guys made plays, we had a hot to Randall on a 3rd and 7. He peaked early. They brought strong pressure. He caught it, got yardage. James Starks, second last drive with a great catch, a couple yards short of the first down, broke a tackle, got a first down. So we had guys with extra effort. Jordy, had a juggling catch there on a 3rd and 4. Then obviously the 4th and 5 toe tap was spectacular. So it was keeping us in good down distances.
On the second touchdown pass to Devontae, can you remember in practice ever throwing that pass in that manner to him in that particular spot in the end zone before? Is that something you've ever done before, or was that the first time?
Maybe not that exact thing there. We had Randall and Tay both in the same area there, but Devontae was getting open a lot tonight. So we're just trying to put him in situations where he gets the ball. I mean, he was making some great plays for us. Obviously, a big third down conversion where he broke a few tackles there in the fourth, set up our last touchdown. But that was a great catch by him, and obviously a big play for us.
What happened to his leg? When did it happen?
Yeah, I hurt my hamstring on the our first drive in the second half there. As I was extending the play, I was a little tight in the first half for some reason. I don't know if it was sitting around the last 2 weeks. These night games when you do a lot of resting. So I'll be good to go though.
You get the ball back 10 minutes to go, 8-yard line. How are you guys able to put the game away with that final drive?
That's got to be one of the most gratifying drives that we've had here in a long time. Wasn't the prettiest, but we converted on third down, converted on fourth down. Very fun to see those guys as the confidence grew. We talked about in the huddle, every first down, can take 2 minutes off the clock. Didn't expect to take that much time off the clock, but it was one of those special drives where we just found a way a number of times. And again, extended plays to Jordy with great protection on big third down, and then obviously on the fourth down, he made a nice play.
What happens in there? What are they doing?
I just didn't want to be getting taped up, on the television, but obviously when I walked out and saw the camera right in my face, I knew that there was probably some sort of mini story growing, but no, I had to, I had to drop my drawers there a little bit to get taped up, and just wanted to do it in the privacy of that tent.
Back to that final drive, was there a similar moment? You're welcome. With that final drive that helped push it over the top, and you guys overcame a lot on that drive, but was there maybe a moment that stands out where you were able to prolong it the way you were?
The big one was the extended play to Jordy. I think it was 3rd and 9 or 10 there. We had a good call on there playing coverage, though, and had kind of a slicing rush kind of crossed my face to start it, and a move and extended, and for them to keep the pocket alive for probably close to four seconds. Allow me to move and then find Jordy was a big play for us.
We've got a very confident group, but to have everything come together offensively, defensively, special teams tonight, how much was a game like this and a win like this needed? Just just to get off that and then reverse things and get back on the right side?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a rough 4 weeks. We hadn't played a complete game yet, maybe this season, so this was a great effort in all three phases for us, offensively controlling the ball and third downs, defensively getting a turnover and holding them in the second half, and then special teams, you know, not giving up any big plays. Jake had one punt that got down on the 1 yard line. Mason made his kicks, so that was big for us. But we've got to give the defense a lot of credit and the big fellas up front.
What did you think of Wentz? What did you mean? Here we compare Wentz all the time to young Aaron Rodgers. What did you think?
To me?
Yeah.
That's great, man. I had a nice conversation with him before the game and talked to Frank, his coach, and Doug. I've known Doug for a long time, and they say what it seems from as an outsider that he's a great kid and does some pretty amazing things out there, you know, kind of cerebral beyond his years. And I think, his athleticism stands out just seeing him in person tonight. I mean, obviously he extended plays with his feet. He got face mask. He comes out of there and still gets another 8 yards or so. That's a big weapon as a quarterback. But also, obviously, he can stand in there and make some great throws from the pocket. So I think his ceiling is extremely high. He should be very proud of the way he's played so far this season. And Eagles fans should be excited about the future with Carson.
Beyond getting the one win that's going to, you need to get one if you're going to win six to roll the table, et cetera. What's the intangible value of getting a win for some of these young guys? As you said, it's been a long month.
Just get off the schneid. I mean, it's been a rough stretch. We're human, so you lose a few in a row, and that doubt starts to creep in on whether or not you can actually finish it. One of those games off. So for us to finish it off the way we did on offense with our last two drives, and then defensively to come up with a stop, and then to finish out the game with a couple sacks was great for our confidence. So it's important for the young players to. Because that wall comes at some point for all those guys. We've got to push through it and realize it's still in front of us.
Has Rip's role evolved through necessity or by him taking advantage of the few opportunities he's got and now he's getting more?
I think it's his talent. I mean, he deserves to be on the field. I mean, he's made a number of plays for us. He did a good job on checkdowns. He did a good job running the ball. He's a tough dude. And he's earned the right to be out there, I think, as much as possible. Today we went with some more 20 personnel, which is two backs and three receivers. And it's tough because you take Jared off the field, who's been obviously last week made a lot of plays for us. But you put Rip on the field, and he's been playing really good for us. So I'm proud of his approach in a week like last week where he plays less than 10 snaps. And then this week where obviously played a number of snaps. His approach was the same both weeks, and it says a lot about his character.
Is there a sense of relief maybe that this win might have saved the season? I mean, the difference between 4-7 and 5-6, obviously.
There's a big difference between 4-7 and 5-6 for sure. But I hope there's not a ton of relief setting in because we still have a lot of things in front of us we'd like to accomplish. This was a step in the right direction and a game we needed to take care of business. But we have a short week, and we got Houston coming in, and we got to have another similar performance.
You talked about the third downs. How heavy of a play is that by David on the guy jumps in the middle, which was on its third and five, and keeps you guys going?
I wish Corey had snapped it, but no, that's a great play by Dave. They were doing it to us. Carson does a good job with the cadence, and it was nice to get one of those back.
You mentioned that doubt creeps in when you have a month like you guys have had. How do you combat that?
Well, I think you got to trust the preparation and the plan. And you have to have the same type of approach. You have to, believe in yourself and believe in your teammates and not let that doubt or fear of failure cripple you. You got to kind of harness that and channel it to the positive. And I think our guys did this week. We had a good week of practice, and it showed in the way we played.
You've obviously thrown into tight windows throughout your career. On that second touchdown to Adams, that opening seemed absurdly small. Did you realize that on release, or as the play unfolded, were you surprised at just how tight that was?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously didn't think it was going to be that tight when I threw it, but Nolan did a good job closing on the ball. I didn't see it caught except on the replay. I was on my back, and you just listened for the crowd at that point. There was a small cheer, so I figured either something good happened or it was incomplete. And then I saw the replay, and it was a fantastic catch. But Devontae's been making a lot of plays. I mean, this is not surprising to me. He's done it in practice. He's healthy this year, and he's been a big weapon for us.
Your 71% conversion on third down is the highest of any team in any game this year. So use the word odd, but you could also use the word efficient for a six possession game. In terms, is this the most efficient that you guys have played so far this year on offense?
This year, for sure, without a doubt. We've had a couple games in the past at Chicago and at Minnesota where we didn't punt the entire game, and those were efficient games, but we hadn't had this type of performance this year with the sustained drives. You kind of knew after the first quarter the game was going by fast. Every possession was going to count, and I'm proud of our approach. In a game like this, you have to have great protection because you're going to have, you know, for us, you know, we had so many of those third and three to sevens, and the protection was great, allowing me to extend plays at times. You know, I kind of twirled out to my left two or three times and was able to extend plays and complete the ball. That was directly, because of obviously Dave doing a good job at left tackle, but the line really held firm in the middle. When you got two strong interior rushers like Logan and Cox, it's that part of the of the pocket is so important, and those guys up front did a great job. You got to give Jason a lot of credit, starting at right guard for us, and Lane obviously has been playing really well, and Corey.